The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Get excited. It is K-Rock, Klein Alley Show on a Tuesday morning. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming back for more, or perhaps your first day listening to the show. Because you're stuck in the back of a rideshare. Tales from the Lyft or Uber. I'm Klein. There's Allie right there.
Hi.
You got DJ Omar Khan, known as the audio
morning.
Sniper. Jake Z Nerd.
What's up?
Fact checker extraordinaire, podcast uploader, etc. In the back room, Postmaster Johnny, who claims he's got a fresh round of churro chasing he wants to share with us in case you want a celebratory churro if the Dodgers win the World Series. He's got a few places he hit up. And then there's Vanessa back there taking the calls and writing down all the winners in case you win tickets to see which comedian at the Hollywood Bowl?
Ricky Gervais.
That's the guy. We're getting closer. Almost there. So be ready to win your way in. Lots going on the show this morning, including this hour. I think this is the hour, Allie. We're going to talk to this guy who doesn't claim, he won $44 million Powerball.
Yeah.
He lives in Orange County. And he now claims that they're not giving him his money. And he's got the ticket, and he's turned it in, and he's done everything he had to do. And for whatever reason, the state, I don't know if it's California, I don't know if it's Orange County, they're not giving him his money, and I think he's already out there spending like a lottery winner, and he didn't get his sweet big oversized check.
Well, and I imagine part of the delay is that there's not many eyes on him to get paid out. Like, the $2 billion winner?
Yeah.
That was a huge, huge story.
Right.
And so when he comes forward, when they do the big check, the payout, all of that is very, very much in the public eye. This guy, $44 million, not so much.
But we're going to help this guy out, we think. His name is Jerry. He'll be on with us later this hour to share his story. And maybe, just maybe, if we're able to help or if you're able to help, he cuts us in on some of that sweet money coming his way. Because that's not, listen, I know it's not $2 billion. I know it's not one of the ones that becomes, you know, national news. 44 mil is a nice take.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that.
Can you imagine having $44 million? That would still be a life changer.
So we got that to get to coming up this hour. And the question we have is, you know, they say in this world, everyone is 6 degrees away from something. We want to see if through the people listening to this show right now, you, for instance, a friend of yours, a roommate, how close we can get to an actual Dodger. Because we think that for us to be taken seriously, as everyone's talking World Series action and this and that, you know, you got to have like a now former Dodger, or I would even settle for former cotton candy guy who used to sell at Dodger Stadium. But I feel like someone listening right now has a connection to someone who has a connection to someone that could get us in touch with an actual Dodger. Probably not present because they're busy with the game tonight.
You never know. Let's see how close we can get.
So we'll connect with that a little bit later this hour. If you got your connection, start going through your Rolodex, thinking about who you could hook us up with, and we'll get to it all coming up this morning, K-Rock. There's few feelings in the world that I would imagine would be equal to finding out that you won the lottery. I think we all dream about it. We've all wasted a lot of money, even just occasionally that scratcher that rewards you with the free ticket. Doesn't feel great, but it feels good enough, I guess. But all of the times we get caught up in lotto fever, to actually be able to talk to someone who's on our phone right now that is a winner of $44 million in a Powerball drawing that happened, I think, back in August in Orange County. And he has not gotten his money. And now he's starting to freak out because he's going, what's going on here?
I would get pissed off, too.
He believes there's a conspiracy theory. And let's say hi to Jerry.
Yes.
You're live on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hi, nice to hear from you.
So you are a future multi-millionaire.
Yeah, once they ever pay me, I mean, I've been waiting 10 weeks to get paid, and they're holding the money up in Sacramento.
Right. Now, let's just clarify a few things, because some people, of course, have seen your story, and they want to confirm that you 100% are the person who purchased and the sole owner of the winning Powerball ticket.
That's correct.
And how much did you win exactly?
I won the $44 million Powerball on August 19th, but I took a lump sum, so I don't get $44 million. I would probably end up with about $16 to $17 million, and the federal government gets a lot of that money also. The problem is the state of California, under this chief executive officer, Malaya M. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, apparently is holding the money and is not paying me or the federal government, and they're getting interest on $44 million.
Jerry,
not getting my money.
Jerry, I want to ask you. You sound very frustrated, and I would be mad if someone owed me money, especially if someone owed me, you know, $44 million. Have you been spending like a lottery winner yet, or are you waiting to do all that crazy spending stuff until you get that?
I was able, because I got the documentation from the state, from the regional office in Costa Mesa, that I had the winning ticket. I've been able to buy a car that I need to pay off, by which I can't pay off yet. I did a few things I wouldn't have done if I'd have known I wasn't going to get this money in a timely manner.
Like what?
I didn't know they were going to.
What are some things you did that you regret?
Well, I got myself in a couple of real estate deals that I'm happy about, but the problem is the money isn't there to pay it off yet. And and the car deal I got, I wouldn't have done the car if I'd known I wasn't going to get paid.
What kind of car did you get?
I got a Honda Passport.
Lottery winner.
I didn't put a nickel down just based on the documentation that I won this lotto at Rouse Market in Dana Point on August 19th.
Right.
But now everyone's asking for their money, and you're saying, I swear I'm good for it, but I haven't gotten it yet.
No, I was showing the documentation that I won. The problem is, apparently, everything's been approved locally, and the documentation is at Sacramento, at this lady, this executive officer, Malaya M. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, and she's sitting on the money. Apparently, they're making the interest on $44 million.
Right. But can we talk about what reaction you had when you knew you had won the Powerball? Like, you play religiously, right? You play every single week?
I played every day. I saved the paper article and showed the same numbers that I won. And then I heard that the winner came out of Dana Point, Ralph's Market, where I go. So I pretty well knew. Everybody knew that I play there every day. But the problem is, they can hold your money. Apparently, they can hold your money indefinitely if they want to.
And who's the lady who has your money? What's her name?
When I call in, they keep saying, well, it'll be a week from now. It'll be another week from now.
Right.
But they won't give you a date. You'll get your money.
Now, if we were to facilitate the funds in any way, is there a kickback you'd be willing to give us?
Yeah, if we can get you your money within 30 days, what's it worth to you? Because, you know, we got some pull, believe it or not, and we know some people, and we have a lot of ears on this show.
Well, I don't want to commit to any money. They're saving $44 million.
You think that they're doing this and they're slow playing you because they want that sweet interest. And once they pay it out, they don't get that interest anymore. That's your theory.
That's what I believe. I'm a retired Long Beach police commander. I was a detective for years. I know when I'm being played.
For $50,000, Allie and I can get you your money within 15 days, business days.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy my way into this. I'm waiting. I'll wait this out.
All right, $25,000.
What?
$25,000.
I'm not going to pay money to get this taken care of.
$10 for each of us and lunch.
Emails going off. Now I know where the money is. It's been sitting there, but she's sitting on the money now for 4 weeks.
What if I told you I was personal friends with Malaya Cohen, K-O-H-E-N?
See.
The public, if they knew what was going on here, they're getting ready to promote this $5 mega thing. If you win the big one, they're going to sit on your money as long as they can get away with it. That's the problem, because you can't. They will not give you a specific date when you get your funds.
Your story's been fascinating. Obviously, I understand why it's gone quite viral. This is a man that is supposed to be $44 million richer, but he hasn't seen a penny of that money. He's just got documentation. And let me tell you what's not cool. I've seen a lot of rap videos. I don't see them throwing documentation in the air, Allie. They got money. So we got to get this
and
guy.
That gun, it's just a bunch of documents.
Just documents. We got to get you your money, Jerry, and let's pay this man. He's a resident of Orange County.
Yeah, that's where I live in Laguna Niguel in Orange County.
Right, he's got slumming it. Laguna Niguel, Allie. He needs his millions, okay?
But the key person to this, I just found a term in yesterday, is this Malala, M-A-L-I-A-M, Cohen, C-O-H-E-N.
Right.
Uh-huh. She's the chief financial officer for the controller's office in California.
I saw that she just bought herself a boat yesterday.
I don't know what she's doing, but I can tell you she's sitting on this money to help the state of California, and who knows why she's doing that, but I don't see why she'd want to hold up my money for 4 weeks when she knows I'm the approved winner, but it allows her not to pay me or the federal government, because the only thing you can be taxed on a lotto if you win is the federal government. There's no state tax.
All right, Jerry, good. Thank you for sharing your story with us. We're wishing you nothing but the best, and remember when you get paid, give us a little kickback, verbal contract.
I'll give you credit. I'm not giving anybody any money. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jerry. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Here's the question. If we are all 6 degrees separated from everyone else on this planet, you would think someone listening right now, could even be you, has a connection to a connection that could connect us to a Dodger so that we can be legitimate. And when everyone's talking about Dodgers, World Series, we're like, yeah, well, guess what? We had, boom, insert name here on our show.
I know this isn't a Dodger, but 323 said, Derek Jeter came to my grandpa's funeral.
All right. Well, that is something.
Isn't that kind of a... I mean, why would he go to your grandpa's funeral? I mean, obviously they knew each other, and that's something.
This is not a great place to start, but 818 said, the former landscaper for the apartment building I managed had a cousin who was one of the groundskeepers for the Dodgers.
Oh.
So we are starting very far away, very far removed from what we need, but yet it's got to start somewhere. And eventually we get closer and closer, and you think about it, and I've seen quite a few texts of people that say, I think I was in line behind so-and-so at Disneyland one time. Yes, that's technically a connection, I guess.
I don't think that's a connection. That's just standing behind someone in line.
Right. It's just kind of a coincidence more than anything else. And now if you got their information or you convince them to give you their phone number, maybe that's a connection. Let's say hi to Mark. Mark, what do you got for us? You're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Sweet Dibbits.
Sweet Dibbits. What's the connection?
So, my son went to the Reggie Smith Academy. Reggie Smith is the former Dodgers player and coach, and I see him all the time at our Little League.
So, you have obviously, they go to the camp or whatever, so you have direct connection.
Yeah, personally met him many times.
Mm-hmm. Got his phone, personal
very
number?
Nice.
Got his number?
I've got his academy number that he uses for the academy.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's
something. It's better than this person on Instagram that says, I know one of the guys who sells peanuts at the stadium. He's got his own Instagram. You should check him out.
Oh, my God. I feel like it's pretty easy to find a guy who sells peanuts.
I recognize that guy. Erica, what's your connection? As you know, World Series game 4 tonight. This could be the sweep. We'll never know, but we got to make sure we got our connections. We got to get all the ducks in a row. Who do you got? What's your connection?
Yeah, my friend's sister is a Dodgers Stadium host, and she particularly would host also Hispanic Heritage Nights.
Oh, she's the host of the Spanish Heritage Night at Dodger Stadium?
Yeah.
Okay.
She hosted Salvadorian Night, so that's what she does.
And and as a result of that, what connections do you believe she has to the actual players, team, anyone like that?
Oh, well, her parents actually met Fernando Valenzuela. They have pictures of them. They've been out in the field. I've got to join them for some of the games. So she's like actually in the field on the big screen and stuff.
Awesome.
Hey,
if
you have a connection to somebody on a Jumbotron, I feel like that's a solid connection, Klein.
Jumbotron connection is a great connection.
562 said, regarding Dodgers connections, I was Sean Green's daughter's dance teacher
here
for 7 years.
Here we go. Now we're getting some.
Since then, I am remotely... I was super close with the family.
Oh, was? That's not good. I mean, that's the funny thing is that now you start thinking about it. You go, who do I know or did I meet? And how possibly is there a connection there? Derek, what is your connection to an actual Dodger? What's up?
I used to work with a guy whose sister
Here we go.
Was married to Freddie Freeman.
Whoa.
Okay. Now we're getting close. You worked with a guy. Were you friendly with him or just happened to work with him?
I was friendly with him.
And his sister is married.
Was married.
To Freddie Freeman. Was married.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I brought his baseball card to work, asking for autograph. He's like, oh, they're divorced. So.
All right.
You brought a card in for the... So you said, if I bring this in...
All right, that's still one of our best connections
my
so
sister,
far. That's still one of the best... Let's not downplay this connection.
Can your sister's husband please sign this for me?
Yeah, when he's signing all the divorce papers, can he also sign this card as well? Vanessa, go ahead. You're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Trying to find connections to Dodgers. What do we got?
My cousin works security for Dodgers.
Currently still does security?
Currently. She just flew out to New York to go to the game.
Now, what's the hierarchy? Is it like the security like bag checker for the regular general public, or is it like security backstage?
That's not a clear bag.
Yeah.
That's not a clear bag.
I'm not exactly sure, but I do know that she has told me she even met Fernando a couple times. She spoke to him a few times.
So she would potentially have access to...
Yeah.
All right, hold on. That's not bad either.
Yeah, you look the other way.
Hold on one second. Let me say hi to Emily. You're on K-Rock. Good morning, Emily. Looking for connections to Dodgers. What do we got?
I used to teach Sean Green's daughters how to dance.
Okay. This is you from the text line.
Okay, so this is real now because now you have a... You taught the child that way you're in. You've used the you didn't use the child, but basically that's a great way in to the.
Definitely tell her that.
I'm just saying it's a great way in where it doesn't seem like it, but you go like look at that.
Or you like, oh my gosh, you have so much potential. I should be teaching you 4 days a week.
Hold on, we have a new closest connection. Adam, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hi, I'm related to Austin Barnes, the backup catcher for the Dodgers.
Okay. Not the most glorious headline, but still.
I like it.
You are related in which way?
We are second cousins. His mother and my father are first cousins.
So let me get this straight. Our connection right now is you are second cousins with the second catcher on the Dodgers.
That is correct.
All right. That's somewhere, Allie. It's better than where we started.
Well, 818 said, I have a friend's brother whose dog's name is Mookie Betts.
Okay. Listen, that's not the worst one we've had so far.
626, I worked at Tom Lasorda's restaurant.
Okay. We're making moves. We're making progress here. So far, I don't think any of these are going to necessarily get us the press we're looking for. Jesse, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? So... My story is when I was a kid, I played against Fernando Valenzuela's son in the All-Stars, and he actually pitched to me. And I met Fernando Valenzuela a few times.
Mm-hmm. Did you grab a phone number of any? So, that's not going to help us now, Fernando's.
When I was a kid, I actually, instead of getting a baseball to sign, I had him sign a Notre Dame hat. Mm. But with Bucks, I can't find that hat right now.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, that's...
It's convenient.
Story checks out. Nicole.
I love hearing that story at a bar and then going, oh, really? Oh, wow. Yeah, I have the hat, but I don't know where it is.
Also don't have the hat. Hey, Nicole, you're on K-Rock. What is your connection to a Dodger?
Hey, guys, my dad's really close friends with an old school Dodger, Wes Parker.
They're still friendly?
Yes. He actually bought them an amazing Christmas present last year.
What'd he get him?
And they get that when my dad goes. But no, they've been friends for the last probably 20, 30 years. And they have numbers, they talk, they hang out.
All right, Allie, which one of these, of all the ones we've heard, there's quite a few more, which one of these do you think is the one we need to pursue? Because we can't pursue all these leads. There's so many. You want to go with the guy whose friend's dog's name is Mookie Betts?
I mean, that seems like the most solid. I mean, it's first and last name, Klein, of the dog.
949 says, my mom's ex-coworker is currently married to Austin Barnes. So that's a step closer.
Current married. That we went from ex-married to current married.
Oral Hershiser's son's girlfriend is a client of mine. It's possible that I could be going to Oral's house in November to do some work.
Okay. Possible work at Oral's house in November.
My brother claims he's friends with Dave Roberts, although I don't believe him. Well, that's also a good lead, guys. I don't want to poo-poo that either.
I had a Dodger dog once. Okay, now I think we're getting farther away.
That's not going to help us. Mike, quickly.
I grew up going to church with Tommy John,
okay.
The originator of the Tommy John surgery.
All right, that's also strong. These are very strong. Wow, we're flushed with connections. This town's all about connections, Allie, and I think we've just proven now that we
that
are,
not all connections are made equal.
We are exactly where we were at the beginning. Try to find that peanut guy on Instagram. That could be our best lead right now. This is K-Rock.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the thing that you are doing that is forcing people to swipe left on your dating profile? We will get to the answer of that and other things in a new exciting round of clickbait in just a moment here at K-Rock. But first, Amber says that she has the connection of all connections that will officially tie our show to the Dodgers. Go ahead, Amber.
Yeah, my dad used to tell me when I was little that I have Tommy Lasorda as my godfather. I haven't seen my dad in years, but I don't know how much truth is in it, but
oh.
He used to tell me that when I was little, that okay. He used to take me to Dodgers games, and that he used to talk with him, and that he was my godfather.
Mm. Grandfather or godfather?
Godfather.
Oh.
I feel like it's easy to say someone's your sure. godfather.
I think Tommy Lasorda is also my godfather, to be honest.
I feel like, can't you just say this person's your godfather?
Yeah, you can just say it. I think I actually am a couple people's godfathers, and I don't even know.
No, I think you're supposed to, like, do stuff for that.
Yeah, I think, like, if something happens to the parents, I have to take over. Terrible.
Yeah.
What a bad...
Oh, my God.
Let's get into clickbait. Here we go. Nate, I'll start with this. You know, there's all this talk these days of listeria and all of the things that are getting everyone sick, and they claim that this is the grocery store staple that will pose the biggest threat to you coming down with E. coli. This is the biggest threat at the grocery store. The staple that will probably give you the E. coli. If you're wondering, because there's been a lot of talk these days of the giant recalls, mostly a lot of listeria stuff and other things as well. Allie, what say you?
Well, I think it's going to be those ready-made salads.
Ready-made salads.
I mean, yeah, those are the things that everyone's just grabbing and going. And the salad, I feel like, is always the thing that gets the listeria, especially if you got those little cubes of ham and stuff in them.
DJ Omar Khan, what do you believe is your grocery store staple that will most likely give you E. coli?
I think Allie is right, but it's not the ready-made salad. It's just a regular iceberg head of lettuce. I think that's going to carry some E. coli. You hear that pretty often,
Jake the Nerd, it's a grocery store staple, and it's perhaps or most likely going to be the thing that gives you the E. coli.
I was
going to
go with spinach.
Oh, wow, we all went with leafy
everyone's
greens.
Staying in the produce aisle. They are saying that anything that claims to be pre-washed, such as lettuce, vegetables,
oh!
or even cut fruit, should be avoided, as it can be a breeding ground for the bacteria known as E. coli. There you go. Moving on. Clickbait. Internet's biggest mystery solved instantly on K-Rock. This is Americans' biggest regret in life. They asked Americans what do they regret most in life, and this is the thing that they claim that they regret more than anything else. So if you don't want to regret this, do the opposite. We'll start with Jake the Nerd this time. Huh. Jake, what is Americans' biggest regret in life?
Like not investing in crypto or some other thing that went crazy, like Apple or whatever else.
Not investing in something when they could have that would have made them a ton of money.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
It's easy to regret that.
Yeah, of course, after the fact.
Well, that's why it's clickbait.
Omar, what is Americans' biggest regret in life?
I think Americans' biggest regret in life is that you're working too much. Everybody needs a side hustle or two or three, and you're spread so thin. So I think a big regret right now is working too much.
Allie?
I think it's going to be sexual. I think it's like, man, I wish I had had sex with that person. I wish that I had gone gay just that one time. I wish that I had even cheated. You know, people who missed opportunities in the sex world.
Wait, cheated? Really? You think people are regretting not?
Because people at the end of their life, they're like, oh, YOLO. I should have just taken the... should have just done it.
All right.
People who are more likely to dwell on things they didn't do, the things that they could have or should have done,
And the people they could have done.
That doesn't say that. People are speaking up. 40% regret not visiting friends or family enough.
Ugh, that's code for sex.
36% not pursuing their dreams.
Code for sex.
Those are. And 34% not banging the people that they wanted to bang.
Boom.
That's right. Now we got it together. All right, finally, we'll end it with this on clickbait. See if you know the answer. This is the biggest reason why people are not swiping left on your dating profile. It says the biggest deal breakers that are causing people to swipe left on your dating profile. What is it that you're doing that is an instant, nope, that's a swipe left?
Pictures in your car.
Took the picture in your car. Didn't have time to take a proper picture.
Yep. I think it's just like, I'm creating my dating profile while I'm in the parking lot of a Ralph's.
Jake the Nerd?
Like, not really filling out your profile, just having pictures and really not saying anything about yourself.
No personality, just photos. Omar?
Yeah, I think people tend to take pictures with their parents, so they kind of like, you know, give the image that they're family-oriented. So I think a lot of people don't want to see that, especially when, you know, it's on a dating profile. So I think that's going to cause them to swipe left.
You're in the right ballpark.
Really?
But the answer they claim is if right away they look at the person and say that my family would not approve, whatever that could mean. Like, I don't think maybe a giant tattoo on the face. Maybe it's, you know, they say that the biggest deal breaker causing people to swipe left on the dating profile, 68% of people claim that that lovers.
Or it could be like Dodger fan. My mom would never approve of me dating a Dodger fan.
Who they don't think their parents would approve of.
Huh.
Which is interesting because I would have thought quite the opposite. If it's dating and it's casual, you're like, I'm going to.
Yeah, or if it's like, ooh, that's not what my mom wants.
Right, but they're saying right away, if there's something in the pictures that you like, that would be a total deal breaker at my house. That's just an instant non-start. Quick break, back with more show, your ADD News, and a new hour next. All right, let's get into your news right now, then we'll get into a brand new hour of the show, chances for you to win stuff and more, but first this.
Grab your Adderall, it's time for ADD News, news you can't use.
So, obviously, the Dodgers potentially winning the World Series tonight is a big story in the world of sports. But let's not forget about the other big sports story. And I am talking, of course, about the horrible Dwayne Wade statue that is haunting all of our dreams. Getting your own statue is obviously a huge honor. Dwayne Wade is very thankful, and it is a major marker of success in your career. But when was the last time someone said, wow, that's such a great statue? Seems much and much less likely these days, and people were not happy with the Kobe statue. Then this recent one that was unveiled of Dwayne Wade is so bad, it kind of looks like Dwayne Wade was set on fire and is somehow burning alive eternally in statue form. It kind of looks like he saw something terrifying and then immediately turned into stone.
Yeah, and I don't know why lately it feels like more and more of these statue stories are getting viral attention. Your theory earlier is that the statue makers are sabotaging their own work on purpose just so people talk about the statue.
Of course. But a lot of them are iconic athletes.
I think it's like a lost art form because I just think that that's something that people back in the day, there was a lot of carvers.
There was chiseling.
A lot of chiseling going on, and I feel like there was just a lot better people doing it. Now it feels like there's maybe one or two statue guys left.
Well,
maybe not even that good at it.
I think that the statues lasted longer. I mean, it seems like if you go to any museum, there's some kind of statue that's like, this is thousands of years old. And you're like, all right, well, it has no arms, but it's kind of still holding up. I think maybe they think these bronze ones or whatever these are made of are going to last even longer than that. But I feel like maybe that's just not the material we should use. Maybe let's just go back to stone.
Here's the other theory. We don't have as many pictures and videos of those old school people on statues. So, like, I have no idea if the David, the guy with the little penis, looks like David, that statue. Maybe he does.
A really good point, Klein.
Now,
maybe they're also super inaccurate.
Right.
Maybe that guy was hung.
Yeah, maybe
and he's like, guys, what the hell?
Maybe that guy had a huge hog.
I need a bigger leaf.
I finally get a statue.
You did this tiny dong on me? It's going to live forever? That's BS, man.
Well, apparently Dwayne Wade is not concerned. He said, if I wanted it to look like me, I would just stand outside of an arena and you all can take photos. I don't need it to look like me. It's an artistic version of a moment that happened that we are trying to cement.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to say you're thankful, though, because you're the one who just got a statue made of you.
Yeah, but it's the court of public opinion. The court of public opinion is that thing is scary looking.
It looks like Lawrence Fishburne.
It is, well, I mean, it just looks like a terrified person. It's right. Really, it doesn't look happy. It looks sad, scared and sad.
Yeah, and I know that I did see the side-by-side for the moment they were trying to capture in the statue. And
still terrifying.
Yeah, I think it was a fail, but whatever.
All right, the single most annoying part of any election is not the lawn signs, not the holiday arguments, not even the annoying political ads. It is the incessant political text messages. We are all getting them from every side at every hour. And just so you know, if you respond with just even a casual FU, a real person is reading your response. It is not all automated as you would think. Meet the people who are sending millions of political text messages every single day.
I apologize to America in advance.
This is one of the first.
She sounds like someone that would be doing that.
Hi, don't want to bother you. Have you voted?
Man. Boy, she sounds exactly like I would have pictured.
This is one of the first women who, one of the first people who researched the effectiveness of political texts. And she says,
they wouldn't send them to you if they didn't work.
So now you're getting three times as many political text messages as you were 4 years ago because they've discovered that they really do work. And this is just one of the political text operations that's going on now.
We're texting about a million people each and every week. What we're doing tonight is we have an in-person text party that's also connecting with our virtual text party. These are hundreds of volunteers from all across the country.
So it could be people that live around you. It could be volunteers from across the country, but people are volunteering to send text messages at text parties, and then they even show some of the responses, and some of them are so, like, some people are just like F you or sending right. emojis and stuff, but then other people are like, I'm sorry, Carl can't come to the phone. I've strangled him with my bare hands. Like, they're getting very, you know, specific with the responses that they give, but they're like, yeah, we read them all, and then we just decide, okay, this means you want to opt out.
Why have they not figured out a way to automate it? It seems like a giant waste of everyone's time. Well, what is the benefit of that?
Well, somebody has to craft the text messages, pull the phone numbers, figure out how many, like, even in a few minutes, they can text, you know, 500 people, but they have to gather that big, giant text thread and then send them all out. And then they do want to monitor the responses, because if someone responds and goes, oh, by the way, I can't vote because I'm a convicted felon. And they're like, actually, in this state, you can. You know, they want to be able to talk to you
they
and
really,
help you.
Really are going
That'd
after
be
each.
A good book, though, all those replies that are crazy.
I know.
Each
coffee
and
table
every
book.
Vote. That's good.
All right. Having met Giselle Bundchen and seeing her in person, I have to say she's probably one of the top five most beautiful human beings I've ever seen in my life. So it's not surprising that she was able to lock somebody down quickly after her divorce from Tom Brady. And in her case, she went with her jiu-jitsu instructor, which seemed like a total rebound relationship. But now it seems that they are going to be connected for life, because Giselle is pregnant with his jiu-jitsu baby. And I don't know if jiu-jitsu is some kind of effective fertility treatment, but at 44 years old, to get pregnant with baby number three, and he's younger, 37, but, I mean, still seems like she's pretty fertile. She's got more babies to give.
Yeah, it was, everyone's reacting to this like this is some giant bombshell. I mean, I was like, I got so many
alerts. Well, just because it seemed like, okay, yeah, she's dating him, but, like, how long is that going to last?
Right, felt like a rebound sort of a thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now it's like, we're pregnant?
Yeah, well, now they got to start that process all over again.
I know. But can you imagine restart? And was it a surprise?
I would imagine. You might want to check. That could be Dave Grohl's kid. We should check. all right. Well, there you have it. Your news. Get into a brand new hour of the show. 562 said, David, Statue David's not little. That's good size. Sorry about that, 562. You're right. It's good size. Get into a brand new hour of the show after the Smashing Pumpkins Halloween week. Game 4 World Series tonight. Today is a good day, K-Rock.